Hello and welcome to the Voice of Middle Earth, Tree and Leaf, Program 2. The Voice of Middle Earth celebrates the writings and life of J.R.R. Tolkien with music for your journey there and back again. The Voice of Middle Earth is homemade radio, DIY broadcasting, based upon my interest in the literary works of J.R.R. Tolkien. I'm not a scholar, I'm not an academic, I'm just a lover of radio who explores the themes that Tolkien presented through fiction, poetry, and essays. So I'm going to turn into my alter ego, Green Man Took, now to present to you The Voice of Middle-earth, Tree and Leaf, Program 2.
Thank you.
This is Green Man Took, and today we're going to be talking about Leif by Nigel. Although J.R.R. Tolkien was against allegory, he probably wrote Leif by Nigel as an allegorical tale. An allegory, remember, is a symbolic story, a kind of disguised representation for meanings other than those intended on the surface. Leif by Nigel is very much an allegory of Tolkien's creative process, and to an extent, his own life. Although Tolkien actively defended against being allegorical, he admitted having been just that in Leif by Nigel in a letter to Caroline Everett written on the 24th of June, 1957. He writes, "I should say that, in addition to my tree love," Leif by Nigel was originally called The Tree, "it arose from my own preoccupation with The Lord of the Rings, the knowledge that The Lord of the Rings would be finished in great detail, or not at all, and the fear, near certainty, that it would be not at all. The war had arisen to darken all horizons, but no such analyses are a complete explanation, even of a short story."
Yesterday.
Here's a look at the plot of Leif by Nagel by J.R.R. Tolkien. Nagel is an artist who paints to please himself, living in a society that holds art in little regard. His main occupation is a huge painting of a great tree. He started with one single leaf, and the painting grows around it. Nagel hopes to draw every leaf in detail, Soon, Nagel finds birds in the trees, hills that are visible through the branches. And so the painting grows and takes up all of the painter's time. Because of politeness, Nagel takes time off to aid his neighbor, a gardener named Parrish, who is lame and has a sick wife. And in the process of helping Parrish, Nagel catches a sickness himself. Then he is forced to take a trip, but was ill-prepared for the trip, partly due to his illness, and he ends up in an institution of sorts where he must labor each day. He is paroled and sent to work as a gardener in the country. He realizes that he is in fact working in the forest of his painting, but the tree is the true realization of his vision, not the flawed version in his artwork. Nagel is reunited with Parrish, his neighbor, and together they make the forest even more beautiful. Finally, Nagel travels to the far reaches of the forest, to places on the fringes of his canvas.
Thank you.
This is Green Man Took, and you're listening to the voice of Middle Earth. Tree and Leaf, Program 2. Musically, you've been listening to The Visions of Trees by Cult of Cobras, Trees and Things by Maxwell and Nicholson, a band called The Up Down, a song called The Leaves Are Turning Brown, Tudor Lodge with Willow Tree, and Stone Angel, The Trees They Do Grow So High. In a moment, we'll continue with The Voice of Middle Earth, Tree and Leaf.
Thank you.
This is Green Man Took. You're tuned to the voice of Middle Earth. Today we're talking about Leif by Niggle, a short story by J.R.R. Tolkien. I'd like to read you a little bit of this. There was one picture in particular which bothered him. It had begun with a leaf caught in the wind, and it became a tree. And the tree grew, sending out innumerous branches and thrusting out the most fantastic roots. Strange birds came and settled on the twigs and had to be attended to. Then all round the tree and behind it, through the gaps in the leaves and boughs, a country began to open out, and there were glimpses of a forest marching over the land and of mountains tipped with snow. Niggle lost interest in his other pictures, or else he took them and tacked them on to the edges of his great picture. Soon the canvas became so large that he had to get a ladder, and he ran up and down it, putting a touch here, rubbing out a patch there. When people came to call, he seemed polite enough, though he fiddled a little with the pencils on his desk. He listened to what they said, but underneath he was thinking all the time about his big canvas in the tall shed that had been built for it out in the garden.
Leaves are spreading all over the ground, vanishing like love I never found. Like leaves, like leaves. Leaves are falling all over. Like love I never found, like leaves. leaves are spreading all over the ground. Vanishing like love I never
Niggle pushed open the gate, jumped on the bicycle, and went bowling downhill in the spring sunshine. Before long, he found that the path on which he had started had disappeared, and the bicycle was rolling along a marvelous turf. It was green and close, and yet he could see every blade distinctly. He seemed to remember having seen or dreamed of that sweep of grass somewhere before. The curves of the land were familiar. Yes, the ground was becoming level, as it should, and now, of course, it was beginning to rise again. A great green shadow came between him and the sun. Niggle looked up and fell off his bicycle. Before him stood the tree, his tree, finished. If you could say that of a tree that was alive, its leaves opening, its branches growing and bending in the wind, that Nigel had so often felt or guessed and had so often failed to catch, he gazed at the tree, and slowly he lifted his arms and opened them wide.
In the night comes my lover softly unto me. In my dreams I know I catch a glimpse of reality. Trying not to feel the chill of the rising of the sun. Stretching out the blessed moments, trying to stop the dawn. Color me a thousand rainbows when the day is gone. Color me a thousand rainbows when the night is come. In the valley of the shadow, memories come to me of the lives that I've spent living, yearning to be free. Of the worlds that I have left and those waiting to be seen. I see the five foes of man threatening a shadow in a shadow's land. Color me a thousand rainbows when the day is gone. Color me a thousand rainbows when the night is come. Worlds of light and sound I see and sail through foreign skies. And a million suns of brightness shining in the night. The sound's pulsating beauty holds you in its arms. High above the worlds of illusionary charm. Color me a thousand rainbows when the night is come. Rainbows when the day is gone. The ocean pounds with love and sounds of music fill my ears. Freedom offers me his hand and takes away my fears. And leads me down a path of thorns, which seems to last for years. Past the five foes of man, threatening a shadow in a shadow's land. Color me a thousand rainbows when that night is gone. Color me a thousand rainbows when that night is gone. Pools of light within dark caverns floating in the sky. Treasures of wisdom dancing past your eyes. Rivers of color flowing with no end. Memories. memories and prophecies fly by you in the wind. Color me a thousand rainbows when that day has come. Color me a thousand rainbows when that day is come.
This is Green Man Took. You're tuned to the voice of Middle Earth, Tree and Leaf, program number 2. I like to think of the story Leaf by Nagel as Tolkien's allegory or his metaphor for creating our lives. We see our lives stretching out before us like a blank canvas, and we get consumed by filling in the details. It is an overwhelming passion. I think what Tolkien is trying to say through this story is that it is our place to be our own artist, to be our own creator, to fill that canvas with what we choose, with what makes us feel more alive. Here's a little bit more of the story. Nagel was going to learn about sheep and the high pastures and look at a wider sky, and walk even further and further toward the mountains, always uphill. Beyond that, I cannot guess what became of him. Even Nagel in his old home could glimpse the mountains far away, and they got into the borders of his picture. But what they are really like, what lies beyond them, only those can say who have climbed there.
Wanton sad destruction, seen with our own eyes. And we clear the lands and black the skies, bring on our own demise. And one day we'll all awaken when forest lands are bare. And we'll see through guilty reddened eyes the green man standing there. Tree falling down. We will know we've gone too far when sap has turned to tears. For he who's told a thousand tales has none for coming years. He comes, he goes. Death, his ancient spirit calls for us to move out of harm's way before the last tree falls. So celebrate your wild soul, don't look the other way, 'cause it will come and get you. So dance and sing and play. Falling down, down. Last tree falling down, down. should sing his wisdom, which we're all apart. And calm the green man's anger and soothe the green man's heart. He comes, he goes, he lives, he dies. We hear his songs, we hear his cries. We see his face in every tree. We feel his presence wild. Stories are the oldest, our songs still sung today. And you of many faces will have the final say. We neglect you at our peril, and you are nature calling. So help us with our wisest choice to stop the last tree falling. Last tree falling down, down. Down. Last tree falling down, down.
You've been listening to The Voice of Middle Earth with Green Man Took, Tree and Leaf, Program 2. Musically, in the last half hour, we heard the band Tripsichord with Fly Baby, Thief Like Leaves, Iron and Wine with Tree by the River, Ron Chrislock, Color Me a Thousand Rainbows, and George Nicholas, Green Man, Last Tree Falling. This is Green Man Took. I'm going to turn back into DJ Frederick now. The Voice of Middle Earth will be coming to you again in the not-too-distant future. So be open to magic, be open to art, be open to music, be open to the trees and the leaves and the wind, because they will carry you to your dreams.
Bring it higher than television to see all the things that I said. You know it wasn't me, wasn't me. It was the fish in the sea. I was swimming along and this question arose. My mouth started to open, my eyes started to close, start to close. Question arose. And she sees 360 degrees, wrote a name in my skin and said to anything. And if her love isn't true, well, it's good enough for you. She went to a place and now that's where she's from. All the things that were here, she made them all gone, made them gone. Back where she's from. What do you do when your heart starts to burst through your head? Try wearing a hat, was all that she said. All she said burst through my head. And she sees 360 degrees, wrote a name in my skin and said to anything. And if her love isn't true, well, it's good enough for you.